fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
We are just a couple of hours away from opening arguments in the trial of Kimberly Potter, the former Brooklyn Center police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright back in April. Of course, you know the story. She claims that she mistook her gun for her taser when she tried to stop Wright from driving away on that traffic stop. And to preview this trial this morning, we brought in A.L. Brown. He's a local defense attorney. And we're not going to handicap the trial, but I thought I'd like to get some questions just in general about specifically, first of all, opening statements. Good morning, A.L. Appreciate the time. How important are opening statements in the grand scheme of things?
Good morning, Adam. Opening statements are critical. You know, a trial, you can break it down into its parts and ultimately land with the conclusion that the jury reaches. But each of those ingredients, including the opening statement, are just critical. You can't have a cake without eggs. You can't have, well, I guess vegans would disagree, but you can't have a traditional cake without eggs. You can't have it without flour. And opening statements are just a critical part. The case will fall flat from the very beginning if both sides don't come out and give the jury a sense of what's coming and then produce it during the course of the trial. So you've got to both pre-tell what's going to happen and then actually deliver what you've told the jury.
Also critically important, as you know, is jury selection, making sure you get the right jurors who will hear your case. Your thoughts about how jury selection went? I guess what surprises me, and maybe you can comment on this, is the fact that, you know, this is obviously another trial that's before cameras. It's being streamed. Last week we had one of the jurors, the defense attorney, inadvertently mentioned his name and the band he was in, where it was the name of the juror was actually shared on social media. I'm surprised that that juror is still seated. Does that give you any pause?
Well, it gives me the sense that juror really wanted to be on the jury.
Okay.
In the sense that if you had this great sense of terror of what would happen if folks found out. Listen, let's be plain about it. Most of the jurors in the Chauvin trial ended up on CNN.
Yep.
So the pretending as though folks don't want to be jurors on this case, I listened to quite a bit of the jury selection, and there were folks who were dying to get on the jury and folks who were dying to get off the jury. And it wasn't very difficult to tell who was who. And so if he was willing to serve on the jury with his anonymity in question, some of the information he made available himself, then that gives me the sense that he's not only willing to serve, but wants to serve.
A.L. Brown is a local defense attorney, and he is joining me to talk about the start of the Potter trial opening arguments today. Video is critical, and it's impossible, A.L., not to compare this to the Chauvin trial. Video was so important in that trial, and I think you'd be hard press to find anyone who said that video in the Chauvin trial helped Chauvin's defense at all. What about the video in this case? Do you think that the one side or the other, it's more, that video is more beneficial to one side or the other?
Well, the video, like most pieces of evidence in the trial, cuts both ways. For the state, it confirms the obvious that Kim Potter shot Dante Wright. For the defense, it at least introduces into the narrative the excited utterances of Kim Potter immediately after that shooting, which would indicate that she intended to use a different form of force as opposed to her firearm. So it goes both ways. But in some ways, let me offer you this, Adam, it may not make a difference. If you accept Kim Potter's version of events, which is that it was an error, it was a mistake, I don't think the state has to prove that it wasn't a mistake. The question is whether it was reckless, whether it was negligent, whether it was a mistake that could have been avoided if Kim Potter would have reached for the taser as opposed to the firearm.
She will testify in her own defense. How surprising is that to you?
Not at all. I think it's going to be necessary. Her defense team has done what every good defense attorney would do. They've got her dressed like a librarian who mistakenly roamed into the Hennepin County courthouse and sat next to the defense counsel in a murder in a manslaughter trial. You would not be able to pick her out. She's a woman. She's got years of experience as a peace officer, so she's used to testifying. I'm not surprised at all that she's going to testify. And I don't know that it's necessary that she do so, so I take it as a strategic decision from the defense to kind of prick at the hearts of the jurors and say, do you really want to send this target mom to prison?
About 30 seconds left, AL. You've tried cases in front of Judge Regina Chu. Your thoughts on this judge, and is she the right judge for this case?
Well, I haven't tried cases in front of her, but I've appeared in front of her on occasion. And you know, we'll find out. I mean, this is the good thing about cameras in the courtroom. We'll find out. We'll find out more about the Minnesota judiciary, which is one-third of the Minnesota government. We'll find out if she's the right judge. Time will tell. But so far, I think she's doing a great job.
AL, I loved your insight. I'd like to talk to you again as we move through this trial. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.